I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
All right, here we are looking at my brand new Roku XDS box. How cool is this? Now, you notice that this box, let me set it down here on the table. This is my hand. It is tiny. Not my hand, the box is tiny. Look at the little purple doohickey here. Isn't that cute? It sticks out. It absolutely doesn't accomplish anything, but it's kind of cool. Anyway, so this is the box. It sits on top of your TV. That's why it's called a set-top box. And I have here a pointer, which is actually a pair of scissors. So I'm going to stick the scissors over here and use it as my pointer. There we go. Now, that is kind of weird to use scissors, but hey. So this is where you plug the power in, of course. You have your right and left audio channels. You have a video channel. Ethernet, to plug it into the Ethernet. If you're using straight cable, Ethernet cable as opposed to wireless, mine has wireless built in. The HDMI port, which is what I use for, my pointer's getting a little out of focus. Let me bring it in a little closer. HDMI port, which I use to plug to the TV. We have optical audio, and then we also have composite video, I believe is what that says. Component video, there we go. All right, then as we turn it all around, notice, ta-da, we have a USB port. I love the USB port, and I'll show you why. I'm having to juggle some things because I'm having to work the camera and so forth. You plug your USB right in here, if you have it the right direction anyway. Ta-da! Now I'm going to set this right here like that. By doing that, you now have USB available for MP4 files, MP3 files, still photos. Dude, how cool is that? Anyway, let me spin it on around here and bring it up to where you can see that it is indeed a Roku. That's a 16 gig stick there. It's only got one file on it right now, but hey. Anyway, Roku XDS. The XDS is the more expensive $99 version, but that's the one that I needed in order to get wireless, which is what I wanted for my house. So there you go, a quick overview of the hardware. Now let's take a look at the software. All right, here we are looking at the programming on the Roku box, and of course I have it set up on techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on techpodcast.com. You'll notice that Tech Podcast and Blueberry is available here on the Roku box if you select those stations or channels. Okay, now let me go back over to the settings and I'll show you what I'm talking about. You go into settings and you go into the channel store to actually do any setup. Let's start with settings first. We'll take a look at that. Right now I've got it set up across a wireless network. Like I talked about earlier, this box has wireless capabilities, the one that I got, that I purchased. So I set up the network here, very straightforward, extremely easy to do. You set your display type depending on your TV. I'm running an HDMI connection, one cable, to my HDTV. Since my HDTV is 1080p Samsung, I've got it set up for that. Audio mode stereo, because my TV is a stereo TV. Sound effects is just the sound effects for the Roku itself. So like if you press a button, the sound when you press the button, the clicking noises and so forth, those kinds of things can be set here. Screensaver, I've got a screensaver set up for a digital clock, which is kind of nice. Time settings, time zone you're in. Netflix settings, that's your account and various other things about Netflix. Player info, now you notice it displays the software version. I hope you can see that in the shot that I've got here. I'm actually shooting my HDTV using my camera, so it may not show up that well. But anyway, software version is the latest that I have upgraded to. And then here's a button you don't want to hit unless you really are serious, and that's the factory reset, because you'll lose your preferences. Now I'm going to go back up to the main screen. Here's the channel store. Now the channel store, think of that like an app store on a smartphone or something like that. The channel store allows you to select the channels that are available. They have featured channels, new channels, most popular channels, top rated, movies and TV, web TV and special interest. Now web TV and special interest is where you'll find things like good old Tech Podcast, and actually, you know what? They may be up in the most popular. Let me check. Yeah, Revision 3 is there. Mediafly. Ah, no, I'm wrong. Well, let me see. News and Podcasts. There's where it is. Twit, Blueberry, Tech Podcast, those are there. And, of course, you notice I very quickly signed up with Blueberry and Tech Podcast since my podcast is listed there. But anyway, this is where you pick your channels. You select them. Now, I've already selected Tech Podcast, but I'll show you how that works. And then you can add the channel or remove the channel. Okay? Let me bounce back up here to the main menu again. You notice I've got Netflix, Amazon Video On Demand, Hulu Plus, TuneIn Radio. This is kind of a nice app here, powered by Radio Time. You remember last time I was talking about the fact that I work with an internet radio station? Well, I actually have that set up as a preset here where I can go in and play Word of Faith Radio over my TV, which is kind of cool. You can pick any internet radio station that's out there that's listed in Radio Time for TuneIn Radio. Of course, the NASA channel, Newscaster, Twit, so I can listen to Leo Laporte and friends, Pandora, Revision 3, love watching Techzilla, as you know, Shoutcast, this is all the Shoutcast internet radio stations, Blueberry, Tech Podcast. Now, here's an unusual one. This is the USB media browser. This allows you to show videos, images, audio from MP3s through the USB port that's on the Roku box. But in order to do that, you have to select the USB media browser, and it is actually listed as a channel. So you have to select that channel, add the channel, and then you have the USB media browser. I find that a little odd because it's a feature of the unit. Why wouldn't it just be listed in this main menu? But for some reason, they make you go set it up, in effect, in order to have it. Now, the other thing you'll notice here is that it's listed in the order that I added the channels. I really kind of wish it would be alphabetical or allow me to just move these around. I haven't found a way to do that. If you know a way to do that, send me an email and let me know, because I'd love to be able to do that. You'll notice Vimeo is added out here because I added it late, past the point that I added the USB media browser. So, what are you going to do? Now, here's something I wanted to show you. Blueberry is, of course, one of the networks that I'm on, and one of the networks by Raw Voice Media, like Tech Podcasts. This allows you to select video podcasts that they're making available through Blueberry, but you can also set up your MyCast account on Blueberry, and you can select any podcast that's out there. In my case, I selected a MyCast account with good old DrBill.tv. So I can go in here, I can select that, and select the last podcast, 166, and it will retrieve it and play it. Now keep in mind, this is being played over the internet, so when it retrieves it, it's having to go out to Blueberry, it's having to access the file, and then it's having to stream it over the internet to the system. So that's why it takes a second here to set this up. Now, my internet connection is a 20 meg download and about a 1 meg, a little less than 1 meg up. But at any rate, you can see it's now retrieving, going a little faster. And then finally, it will start showing the Dr. Bill episode. Now, I've got the sound turned off because I'm doing the voiceover and talking to you about all this stuff. So I've got it turned off right now. But this is the Dr. Bill show. And this is the last one, of course, before this current netcast that I'm doing right now. But full HD, you notice, 16:9 ratio, fills the screen, full HD screen, and there's the good old doctor talking to you on the netcast. Pretty neat, huh? So, let me bounce back up here to the main menu, and that gives you a feel for the channels that are available, the features that are available. One other thing I'll show you here real quick is if you go into Netflix, what I did is I signed up for the new streaming-only Netflix account for the Roku. And since I'm a big Babylon 5 fan, we've got Babylon 5 here. And Blynn and I have actually been watching Babylon 5 Season 1. As we go into this, you'll see that we're up to Episode 13. We're ready to watch that. The only thing I found, and this is just on this particular version, I guess you'd call it, a Babylon 5 that they have on Netflix, it's showing it in a 4:3 ratio instead of 16:9. I don't know why, because it was shot 16:9, but I guess it's just the DVDs they're working off of. But it is full screen, it is good and clear, it's really nice. Just a little disappointing that it's not the full 16:9 aspect ratio on that particular thing. But I've watched movies through Netflix and they are sharp and clear and full HD. At least when I say full HD, I'm not talking about that they're, you know, full HD necessarily, but that they fill the screen at 16:9 and they look really amazingly clear. Now, some of the other content here, like Hulu Plus, there's a few other things that are truly full HD, and it comes across no glitches, no jumps. Really nice. I've watched content and listened to content through all these channels, and it just works really well. Now, one other thing I want to show you here right quick, and that's the USB media browser. You can go in here, select the USB stick that's in there, and then if you have something recorded, I don't know where I got this, but at any rate, this is CSI Miami, and as you notice, it starts right up. Now, this is coming off the USB stick and allows me to watch USB. I'm going to jump off of that real quick because I really don't know where that file came from. Anyway, there you go. There's your content on the Roku box. And I tell you what, it rocks.